Over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Kevin Powell.
Welcome into the Blackhawks postgame show from the United Center. A Blackhawks victory 3-1 over the Calgary Flames, handing Calgary their fourth straight loss, back-to-back victories for the Hawks, and a full team effort tonight. Landon Slaggart was getting in on it, the rookie. He had a couple of an assist and a goal that was waved off. Peter Mrazek was outstanding, stopped 40 of 41 shot attempts tonight from the Calgary Flames. Jason Dickinson, Joey Anderson, that line was fantastic tonight as well. A fun one, a good crowd on Pride Night at the United Center. Troy Murray, I know we've talked at length about Landon Slaggart, but he really stuck out tonight. Just some real quality minutes. I don't know if you saw on the TV broadcast, though, but he had some family in attendance, and they were reacting to the goal that was waved off. But let's just start there, I guess, just because it was impressive. His sixth career game, a couple of points tonight, and we can get into it more on that entire line, which had a good night. But good stuff. Good stuff from the rookie.
Yeah, I really like the way that he's kind of wired. And again, if the Blackhawk fans remember Brandon Hagel, when he first came here, same kind of thing, just relentless. He's hard on the forecheck. Not an overly big guy. And Slaggart listed at 6 feet, 180 pounds. That's about exactly where Hagel is as well. So you look at the similarities, and Hagel has really, you know, elevated his game where he's a big part of the top two lines in Tampa. And I just look at this guy and the way that he competes, the way that he works, and what he brings to the table. And I know he's a leader because he was a captain down in Notre Dame, but, you know, he's just trying to fit in here. And I think every game you see him getting a little bit more comfortable, and where he gets slotted and who he plays with, I think can kind of factor into what he is all about. And he's just a real nice fit. He is like Colin Blackwell in a lot of ways. And for Dickinson and Anderson, those guys have basically been the staple of two guys that have played together all season long. They've switched a little bit on the left wing side there, but Slaggart looks like he's a real nice fit because those guys that play a smart game, and he plays a smart game. They have the mindset of what we need to do defensively, and then they can react to the offensive side of it. Slaggart, on his first assist in the NHL, won a board battle, chipped it out off the boards to Joey Anderson. He knew exactly what he was doing there, and then that set Anderson and Dickinson off on a 2-on-1. And then again, Dickinson in his post-game speech with Jenna Rose was talking about, you know, him being able to get in there in the forecheck and using his speed and being aggressive, and that's exactly what he did. You put a puck in an area where you can get in there and forecheck, and he did that, separated the puck from the man, got it to Joey Anderson. Joey Anderson into the slot. Dickinson gets the second goal. So that line was really good, and a big focus on Slaggart and what he was able to do to start those plays that resulted in the goals.
And Landon Slaggart, tonight's player with the most heart, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Northwestern Medicine is home to the state's leading heart and vascular program, top-ranked for 16 straight years by U.S. News and World Report. We will be joined by Alex Vlasic coming up here on our postgame show. Troy, Peter Mrazek, very good tonight. 40 stops on the night. First period, we talked about it, Troy. It was really all Blackhawks. They were on the move. They were on the rush. They had talked leading up to this game how badly they wanted to start fast, and that was exactly the case. Took a lot of pressure off Mrazek. He did see a lot of good scoring chances from Calgary in the second period, but overall, great stuff from Mrazek tonight.
Yeah, not tested in the first period. I think they've turned around here, and they've given Calgary 5 shots in the first period. That's the final total. 14 saves in the second period, and then 21 on 22 shots. So Calgary did come on with a push. We talked about it during the first intermission that there's no way that Calgary was going to be satisfied with what they did in that first period. So you knew that they were going to come out with a better push. And they certainly did that in the second period. It was all Peter Mrazek. And then again in the third period, Calgary trailing the game by a couple goals. They're going all after the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks able to score that one goal by Dickinson at 4:15 into the third period. And that really gave them some separation. And for Calgary, just a little bit too much, too late, or too little, too late. And it was by the play of Peter Mrazek, who again has been, in my opinion, the most consistent player for the Blackhawks all season long. Bedard has been great. You look at some other guys, Dickinson, the season that he's had, but without the play of Peter Mrazek, the record of 21-46-5 would be probably a lot worse if it wasn't for Mrazek, the way that he has played.
What did you think of Connor Bedard's play tonight? Tallied an assist, but overall, your thoughts on his play tonight?
You know, I think that he did what he needed to do. He picked up a secondary assist in the power play. He controlled it, the 5-on-3. They had some opportunities. They continued. 5-on-4, they were able to get the job done. The power play kind of runs through him on the half boards, and he's got some good motion and really puts fear into the defenders because of his shot. They have to respect that, and that opens up some other opportunities as well. So, you know, nothing spectacular as far as what he did 5-on-5, but when you look at it, there wasn't anything you'd say, boy, he made a big mistake there, and that cost him something like that. Seems to be getting a little bit more reliable, and what I did like, and I mentioned this on the air, in the third period, you're protecting a lead. Connor was out there in the last couple minutes, and if you're going to be a superstar in the NHL, and I believe that that's exactly where he's heading, you have to be put into these situations. You don't want to have your best player sitting on the bench, so he is going to have to learn how to play in those situations, how he needs to defend his positioning in his own end of the ice when you're in the situation where you're protecting a lead. So I thought he did a good job. And every time that he gets the puck out there, he's dangerous, and the opposition players know that.
Kind of a strange scheduling here for the Blackhawks, Troy. The West Coast trip, they stop at home for this matchup with Calgary, and then it's three straight on the road. Just four home games remaining on the season, Troy. And we touched on it in pregame as well, looking at some of the big picture stuff here. I just wonder what you really would want to stress to the team down the stretch here. Obviously, tonight a really good performance, but 10 more games remaining. What are some things you're keyed in on and locked in on for down the stretch here for the Blackhawks?
Well, what you want to have moving forward here is you raise the base a little bit. You talk about, okay, this team can bring the effort. They can come here and they can work hard, and that's what they need to make sure that they're working on. But they're also working on what they need to do in their own end of the ice, how they box out, how they play. The effort that they give moving forward here. And a lot of players individually have a lot online here. The Hawks only have 7 forwards under contract for next year. So there's opportunities. There's jobs to be had next year. And you want to show your coaching staff, you want to see the management that be watching closely down the stretcher, who quits, who continues to fight through these games, even though they're meaningless as far as what you're going to accomplish in the standings. Those are the little things that you're looking for, and you want to progress your game for guys like Wyatt Kaiser. He may end up going back down to Rockford, and you might see some guys come up and get a taste of what it's like in the NHL, and that's an important part of the equation moving forward here. But when Kaiser's up here, he's still getting the feel of how he needs to play and grow his game in understanding what the NHL is all about. And for some of these young guys like Slagger, he's going to continue to work hard, but he's figuring out what the game is all about. You look at Korchinski, only 19. You look at Vlasic. These guys still have a lot to learn, so don't put it on cruise control here for the last 10 games. You want to make sure that you're preparing yourself the right way, being a professional, and giving it everything you can down the stretch.
Troy, what was your post-game routine like following a game? I asked because
seriously?
I'm asking you, Troy, because Alex Vlasic is getting a workout in, and it just amazes me. I know this is nothing new. I had heard players would hit the treadmill or a bike session after a game. I mean, I'm proud of my 45-minute workout I did before coming here today, Troy. But these guys are such elite athletes, so once Vlasic does wrap up his post-game workout, he will be joining us. But what was a Troy Murray post-game workout like?
Well, if we go back
if
to
you
the
did that.
If we go, well, we didn't do it because it wasn't part of the equation. We didn't have any workout equipment. We didn't even have a gym. We had nothing. And after the game, ashtrays built into the stalls, and guys would just sit in there, and half the team smoked, and they would light up a dart, and they would sit in their stalls with their equipment on and smoke a cigarette. There was no going in and working out. We had no bikes. We didn't have a strength coach back then. There was no rules. A lot of times we'd go in the back room and we'd grab a beer, and that was our post-game workout. So a little bit different than what it is now. They're going to leave a little bit early tomorrow. It's a 12 o'clock We have to be at the airport at 12 o'clock tomorrow, so I'm assuming that they're going to get it as a team. They're going to get in a workout after the game, and that's to get rid of the lactic acid that builds up in your body. There's lots of reasons for why they work out there, but you know, we didn't have the regime that they have now. You know, they have meals inside the room there that are ready for them for after. We had to go out and find a slice of pizza at 2 o'clock in the morning somewhere down on Division Street.
Well,
the game was a little different back then.
Yeah, maybe not so many green smoothies around the locker room back then.
We didn't have it. There was no such thing as smoothies.
You know, when we do look ahead to the final stretch here, a tough final stretch, Troy. You know, Ottawa Thursday, just about everybody the rest of the way is above 500 and or competing for a playoff spot if they're not already in a playoff position.
Yeah, you look at the first game of this three-game road trip, and it's in Ottawa. And Ottawa's had a frustrating season. They had higher expectations than where they are. They have a lot of good young players. They were in the same spot as the Hawks were, you know, several years ago, and they rebuilt, and they've got great young players. It just didn't kind of go the way they planned it. There was some reasons why, an early suspension to one of their key players. He missed half the season, but it just didn't work out that way. But it's a really good, dangerous young team. And then you look at the Flyers, maybe the surprise of the Eastern Conference, how well they've played under John Tortorella this season. They have just worked their way into a playoff position. And you know that's a game where they look at it and say, hey, you know, this is a game we got to win if we want to get into the postseason. Then you play the Islanders. They're still within striking distance, but they've had some frustrations here in the last little while under new head coach Patrick Waugh. And you got some tough divisional games coming back here at the United Center, meaningful games for maybe the Minnesota Wild on Sunday, Dallas on Saturday. They're looking to solidify where they're going to finish in the Central Division and the Western Conference. So a lot at stake for these teams that are the Hawks are going to be playing. So it's going to be a good challenge for them to see where they're at and make sure that they're prepared to play the right way.
Troy, our postgame guest has arrived. Alex Vlasic joining us following the Blackhawks' victory over Calgary. Alex, it felt like a real full team effort tonight, especially after what Luke had talked about getting off to a strong start. You guys did, and you played three full periods, and it was a team effort tonight. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we got ripped into pretty hard after that San Jose game. We definitely didn't have the best start, and luckily, we were fine. We found a way to kind of climb back into that one. But against the better teams, you know, against the Calgary, you're not going to be able to come back from a 2-0 lead like that in the first period. So coming out with a hot start was kind of our goal tonight.
Alex, when you look at the way that you guys started in this game, and Calgary kind of handed you a great opportunity, taking two penalties right off the bat, and you were able to score on the second half of the 5-on-3. But that was one of the keys coming into the game. That was one of the focuses of making sure that you were ready to play this game. What was the difference in how you played the game compared to the game against San Jose?
I think we just kind of made sure that everybody was getting a bump first shift or first couple of shifts. Make sure you're getting your body into it. I think that's a big aspect of kind of getting your mind into the game, is making sure your body's there and you're going through guys and kind of having that mentality of dictating instead of just reacting to whatever they're going to do. So we talked about that as a team and made sure that what happened in San Jose wasn't going to happen again tonight.
Oh, I'm sure it felt good, right? I understand 10 games remaining here, but after what you said, you got ripped into it a little bit from Luke, and you guys were skating a whole bunch Monday morning. I'm sure this one really felt good for you guys as a team.
Yeah, it's it's big for our confidence going down the stretch here. You know, we're kind of playing these games looking for something different than some of the other teams that are looking for playoff points. We're looking to build on what we have going for next year. So we got a young core, a young D core right now, and we're all trying to do our part to see where we fit in and help this team win.
So we were just talking before that, kind of on the same subject here, Alex. But if you look at the games that you have left individually, what do you want to accomplish in these last 10 games?
I think just overall consistency is huge. I think being able to play an 82 game season is pretty difficult, and if you guys are able to kind of maintain that level of play throughout the whole season, so that's something for me in my first first full year, is just to keep up with my body, keep up with my mind, and make sure that I'm doing what I can to come prepared every night for these last 10 games. And on the ice, I think it's playing a little bit more physically, using my body kind of to my advantage. And obviously I've got quite a big reach, so you know, kind of getting into guys with my body first and, you know, maybe getting the puck from there. So yeah, that's something that I've kind of been talking about with our D coach.
40 saves tonight. Your thoughts on Peter Mrazek's play tonight?
Yeah, he was a stud. I mean, kind of seems like the common denominator in a lot of these wins that we've been getting throughout the year is, 40-plus saves from him. It's awesome to have him back there. You have a lot of confidence in him when things kind of break down. And he's been unbelievable for us so far this year.
If you look at last year, most of the season down in Rockford, but I think it, and you would agree with it, it really improved your progress to where you are now. You come into the training camp and you're a different person, more confident player. Where are you at right now? Where was the improvement from the beginning of the season to where you are now?
I think it's, you know, just kind of finding, I guess, where I fit in and where I can help, you know, the team as best as I can. I think defense is my first nature. That's kind of my strong suit. And I feel like throughout the course of the season, I've been able to develop those skills and continue to work on that. But going, you know, from here on out and from the start of the year, just working on my offense is something that I'm trying to do as well. I think I do have some offensive upside and some potential there. So continue to tap into that and, you know, work on that in the off seasons and, you know, the next couple of years. And I think I should be set.
Pretty cool to see your teammate Landon Slaggard have a big night. I know he had some family in attendance. Sixth game in his career, had a couple of points, had a goal waved off, but he was very active tonight.
Oh yeah, he was dominant for us. Yeah, that whole line was great from the start. I mean, he had a great play, his first assist, you know, off the wall. It's hard to kind of absorb that hit and make a good outlet pass to Joey there, so that was nice to see. And obviously, yeah, another assist and could have had, you know, two goals pretty easily there. So he's been all over it, and I'm super happy for him. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Hey, you look at the last game, Seth Jones, you know, came out and said that he wasn't ready to play the game, you know, and that's on me. Took a lot of the responsibility for the slow start there. And I think that obviously when you come into this game after, you know, the skates that you had, the message that was sent yesterday from the head coach, Luke Richardson, how important is it for the veteran players like Dickinson, who had a great game, two goals in this one, like Seth Jones, to set the tone as the experienced guys inside the room?
Yeah, I mean, those are just to name a few. You know, we obviously got Foligno in the locker room, too, who's super vocal and helpful, kind of leading the way for the young guys. So, all those veterans, you know, they had great starts, and they know what it takes to win a hockey game. They know that, you know, it's going to take a full 60, and the start is, you know, arguably the most important way to, you know, to kind of come out on top of that hockey game. So, it was all led by them, and, you know, we're just trying to, fill in the gaps and kind of lead, you know, follow in their footsteps.
Defenseman Alex Vlasic. Troy, anything else for Alex before we let him go?
Well, I just, you know, actually, you mentioned Nick Foligno. I know that he's probably the most vocal guy inside the room there, but who's the quiet vocal guy inside the room that makes a difference?
Yeah, I think that's honestly Dickinson. I think he's, you know, he speaks up and people listen because, you know, you don't really hear it too much. And I think that's, you know, you look at the way he plays the game, it's hard to really get mad at him for anything. Just, you know, he's such an honest player, and those are the guys that you want to play for and, you know, play with. It's a pleasure to play with him. And, he's not the most talkative guy in the locker room before or during the games, but when he speaks up, it's, you know, everyone's all ears just because you don't hear it too frequently. And, you know, he's going to kind of get his message across if he's pissed off.
Is there a prankster in the room? Back in the day, it was a guy like Andrew Shaw. I mean, he just never stopped picking at guys. Is there one of those guys in the room?
No, not really. I kind of wish there was. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, sometimes people will.
It'll be you, Alex. Sometime.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be that guy if I get a little more comfy. You know, I'll get older. But, Fliggy, Foligno, he's up there. You know, he'll do something every once in a while. But, no, nothing crazy. But, yeah, maybe that'll be my calling in the next couple of years.
That is Alex Vlasic. We appreciate you jumping on the post-game show. Thank you very much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks, Alex. Appreciate the time. Troy Murray, any other final thoughts before I let you go from our Blackhawks pregame show?
No, I think I'm good. you know, covered it all. Vlasic and his partner, Seth Jones, was a solid game. Seth
we need
Jones
a prankster
with,
in there, Troy. Maybe that can be you. Show him the way. Get in there. Some practical jokes.
No, no, that's not me. That's not my personality. And I stay on the outside. Just kind of watch what's going on. But every team kind of has, and I think it's important to have a guy like an Andrew Shaw who keeps the locker room lively. He's always kind of chirping. And I know that Foligno is that guy, but Foligno was also an older guy that has to set the tone. That underlying kind of guy inside the room that's vocal, keeps things loose when needs to be, and
and that's part of the rebuild. It takes time. I think even what Alex just said, though, not to make it a bigger point, but he said when I get a little more comfy, and I think that's probably how a lot of guys feel. They're just trying to get their setting here, get their footing here in the league.
Yeah, Kevin, one of the things that kind of goes unmentioned here is for a guy like Alex in the position that he is, or Kevin Korchinski, he's trying to figure out what he needs to do to be better and what he needs to do to prepare for games. And, sometimes that takes a lot of your attention, a lot of your emotion, and just trying to survive when you're out there on the ice, shift by shift, what do I need to do? How do I get better? Yeah, that's kind of where the focus on it. And sometimes it takes away from, your personality. Because basically individually you're trying to figure out the league, you're trying to survive some of these games. So as you get a little bit more comfortable, like Alex is talking about, because he's trying to figure out the game, all of a sudden, and I believe that Vlasic is going to have a tremendous career, and not too many guys are in the league at 6'6" that can skate and play the game the way that he can, which is great. But he's still trying to figure out the game. Once he figures out the game, he knows how to prepare, he knows how to play the game. Like Dickinson, these guys, they're kind of on cruise control, but they still have to focus. They know what they need to do. Once he gets to that point, then you can have a little bit more of a personality inside the room, because there's not so much focus individually on what you need to do, because it's already built in.
That was my first time meeting Alex Vlasic. That's a big hockey player, Troy.
That's a big man, isn't it?
He is a big man. Troy, thank you so much for the time. It was a pleasure being in the booth with you and Joe tonight. We will hear you on the call Thursday night when the Blackhawks visit Ottawa. Have a safe trip, Troy, and we will hear you on Thursday when the Hawks take on the Senators.
Great job, Kevin. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Troy Murray, and he will be on the call Thursday night for the next Blackhawks game. We will get some post-game reaction from Luke Richardson. We have some fresh sound from the locker room following this Blackhawks victory over Calgary 3-1 at the United Center. The Hawks' second consecutive victory, back-to-back wins for the Blackhawks. You're listening to the Blackhawks post-game show on 720 WGN.
He tries to work it out of the Flames' end. He does. Cross-ice pass. Kadri's got it in the slot. Glove save from Peter Mrazek. Just snares it right out of midair.
Yeah, don't want to jinx Mrazek, but he has been really good here this evening. That was a great save.
Blackhawks over the Flames tonight here at the United Center 3-1, and that is tonight's save of the game, sponsored by ComEd for Business. ComEd, powering business, powering lives. I'm Kevin Powell, taking you up until 11 o'clock, recapping these Blackhawks victory, 3-1 over their Calgary Flames. The Hawks' second straight victory, and Peter Mrazek was outstanding tonight. Third star of the night, he had 40 saves. The Flames didn't score until a little over midway through the third period, and the Hawks came out aggressive. We had talked about it in the pregame. Luke Richardson put his guys through a tough workout Monday. He was not happy with the recent West Coast trip, despite the comeback win over San Jose Saturday night. That was a Seth Jones game winner 18 seconds into overtime after the Hawks erased a 4-goal deficit. But overall, Luke Richardson wasn't all that happy. And in the first period, the Hawks came out aggressive, and they were in the offensive zone most of that first period. Took a lot of pressure off Peter Mrazek. That wasn't the case in the second period, though. Calgary was generating all kinds of chances, and Mrazek stepped up big, and you heard Troy talking about Mrazek and what he's meant to this team all season. And, they're 21-46-5, but as Troy said, it could be a whole lot worse if not for Peter Mrazek. Second star of the night, Landon Slaggart, the rookie, sixth game of his NHL career after a run at Notre Dame, and he was great tonight. He was all over the ice, his whole line with Dickinson and Anderson. They had two goals. Slaggart was outstanding tonight, and we actually have some sound from Landon Slaggart following the Blackhawks 3-1 victory.
Yeah, you know, I was hoping for it, but, you know, I guess it just wasn't in the cards tonight. Yeah, it's awesome playing with some pretty great players, and Dickie and Joey, so they're just kind of helping me out there, and I thought we created a lot of offense tonight.
Did you think that went in, or did you just go by the horn and...
Honestly, I couldn't tell you what was going through my mind. I thought it went in, but then I turned around, the spotlight came on. So, yeah, I think there was definitely some confusion for a second there. But, yeah, I guess I have to wait a little longer for it.
When you were sitting in front of the bench, what were you saying to the guys? I mean, I saw you had a big smile on your face.
Yeah, I told them I don't think it went in. I saw the replay, so I went off the pipe. And, yeah, unfortunate, but, yeah, still just waiting around a little bit.
How big did that net look when Markstrom was out of position?
Looks pretty big, and I managed to miss it. So,
but I mean, you know, your first points tonight and everything, and just how happy have you been with these first few games that you've had up here?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I think it's a great experience. The guys are great, you know, just making me feel comfortable. You know, there's a great group in here, and yeah, it's good to get a little taste of what the NHL is all about, because it is a really hard league, and I feel like I'm getting more comfortable with each game I play.
What influences, I guess, playing on that line head on, I guess, just learning the NHL or playing, you know, like those guys do?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we play a simple, predictable, but effective game. So I think, you know, what our hard work on the defensive end of the puck leads to our offense. And I think those two guys are a great example and guys I can learn from. So I'm lucky enough to be on a line with them tonight.
Do you feel comfortable right now?
I do. You're saying with all the cameras or on the ice?
Either one.
Love it.
Getting there. Yeah, no, I definitely, the past few games, I feel like I'm finding my game a little bit more and kind of settling in. It's a little more time out there than you think, so just kind of finding those little pockets of ice and creating some offensive out of it. So
your family reaction to the, you got to go back and watch it. It was pretty funny.
Was it? Yeah, I have to check that out. I'm excited to see them. They came in, obviously, a short drive. So yeah, my little brother and parents. So it's nice having them in town. So
you still get a lot of feedback from your old teammates, you know, questions or anything?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we keep in touch. It's a great group of guys at Notre Dame, just some of my closest friends. So we obviously, yeah, keep in touch. They're going to be my friends for life. And I'm excited to see them after the season ends. And I think I still have a couple more weeks of school and then our senior week and graduation. So a lot to look forward to with those guys.
You still got homework in the next few weeks?
I do. I'm still figuring it out with my professors. So trying to figure out a plan to graduate. So just a few more credits left. But
What class you got to take?
I'm in the Chinese history class right now, and then you got to get a history credit out of the way, and then I have a business class, so I think values-based leadership, so just kind of working my way through those. Hopefully I can get a good grade and pass the classes.
Are there a lot of text chains going on between you and your teammates from Notre Dame?
Yes, there are. Plenty of them. I think my response time isn't as good as it should be, but yeah, no, they're great guys, and a lot of them have signed some pro contracts these past couple weeks too, so keeping tabs on them and just wishing them the best.
Are they going to bust on you after those two calls?
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. Definitely have to check the phone and see what they're saying about it, but I feel like they have something for me after every game, so yeah, you know, I know they're watching, and I feel their support, so it's a special thing.
What's with the Chinese history? Can you speak a little Mandarin or
no,
Cantonese?
Nothing like that. Just had to get a history credit out of the way. A few the guys were taking it, so strength in numbers in those classes.
Yeah. Landon Slaggard still finishing up some courses at Notre Dame. He was great tonight. Second star of the night. His first two career points, a couple of assists in the Blackhawks 3-1 win over the Calgary Flames. Still to come, we'll hear from Jason Dickinson following his two-goal night, and we'll hear a little bit from head coach Luke Richardson. You're listening to Chicago Blackhawks post-game coverage on 720 WGN.
Centering pass, Dickinson shoots and scores! Second goal of the night for Jason Dickinson. And after all the chances from the Calgary Flames, it's the Hawks elevating their lead 3-0.
And it's Joe Brand on the call tonight. Joe sat in for John Weideman here on WGN, and I'm in for Joe Brand. John was on the TV call tonight, but a good, complete, solid victory for the Hawks. After a mostly frustrating West Coast trip, they stop home for one game before heading back out for another road trip. But a good game overall. Jason Dickinson, the first star of the night. He had a couple of goals. Let's hear from Dickinson in the locker room.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt I wanted to start helping out on the score sheet more. So, yeah, it was a good night for it.
Need a little more in a win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm happy to walk out of a game with 0 points and a win, and on any night. I don't really care to on the stat sheet when we're losing, or sorry, when we're winning, but when we're losing and I'm not contributing, it definitely hurts a lot more because it feels like I'm not pulling my weight.
Richardson made it pretty clear the game that he wanted you guys to play with the practice the other day and everything, and, you know, how much did you guys appreciate, like, that first, like, the start that you got off to tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a standard that needs to be set. There's an understanding that this league is very hard, and in order to win in it, you have to play hard and practice hard. So I got no problem with the practice we did yesterday. I believe it's going to be great for us in the long run. And you know what? Maybe we need a few more of those every now and then to shake our heads.
Pretty nice game for Landon.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, he's been working hard. He's a smart player to play with. He fits in with our line really well. He plays hard. He puts pucks up the walls for us. Nothing fancy, but that's what our line wants. That's what we need. We work well together for that, to get pucks below the goal line and create from there.
You guys are 6-4 in the last 10 now. Do you guys feel like the effort and like the whole like the continuity of playing the game is starting to come around? Like guys are starting to put together that full 60-minute effort that you guys have been talking about pretty much all year?
Yeah, absolutely. I still think that there's moments where we get away from it and periods even that we get away from it, but we're able to stay in it. Good goaltending keeps us in it. Second period tonight wasn't great. We only had 4 shots, not enough hits, 2 penalties against. It gives them a lot of momentum, but we're able to regroup and come out for the third period and not let it completely kill our game. So I think that's a good thing to understand, is that when things do go the wrong way, we're able to regroup and get back to it.
You alluded to this, but how good was Peter tonight?
Yeah, I don't think anybody needs to say it anymore. I think he's been doing it all year.
I think we heard this morning you guys were trying to get 10 shots and 10 hits in the first period, and it seemed like you were contributing to the hit total, especially early on. Was that something that was on your mind?
Sure, yeah. I don't think I've been physical enough the last number of games, so I definitely wanted to bring that to the game. It always helps me get engaged and helps me play a little bit better.
Hitting 20 goals for you personally, does that feel good when you look back?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think anybody should ever be not looking at 20 goals and being very proud of themselves. It's a hell of an achievement. I've never cracked 10 before in this league, so I did 20 this year, so it's fantastic. There's still 10 games to go and lots of hockey to play.
That's Jason Dickinson following the Blackhawks 3-1 win over Calgary here at the United Center. 20 goals on the season for Dickinson. It snapped an 8-game goal drought. So the Blackhawks stop at home following a 3-game West Coast trip where they went 1-2. They get the 3-1 win. Now it's back on the road for the Blackhawks. Just 10 games remaining, 6 of those on the road. They'll head to Ottawa Thursday night, then Philadelphia, then New York. They stop at home for a weekend doubleheader Saturday, April 6th. So a week from Saturday against Dallas. Then that Sunday, it's against Minnesota. And the following few days later, Friday, April 12th, against Nashville here at the United Center, and then Sunday, April 14th, the regular season finale here at home for the Blackhawks against Carolina. So just 4 games remaining, another big step for the Blackhawks in this rebuild. Has it been tough at times? Of course. Has it been frustrating at times? Of course. But we all know what the vision is here, and we do know that it's a rebuild, and much of it is centered around Connor Bedard, and there is much to be excited about. And it was a fun night. It was a full house here at the United Center, and it has been most of the season, despite the standings, despite the record, despite the rebuild. Having Bedard on the ice obviously helps, but it was a good vibe. It was Pride Night here at the United Center, and once again, a mostly packed arena here on the west side of Chicago. We will wrap things up coming up next. We will look ahead to their next matchup against Ottawa, and we will check in with head coach Luke Richardson right here on 720 WGN. That is our next game preview, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. The Blackhawks at Ottawa Thursday night. We'll have it on WGN at 5:30. Before we head out, let's quickly dip into head coach Luke Richardson.
Yeah, I thought the first period was excellent. I thought we were flying. We were physical and, dominant in a lot of areas and really just didn't let them have a chance to get going. I thought the second period we laid off a little bit, but I liked our third. I thought we played well and got some spark back and had some, better line rushes and better battles. So it was good overall.
We're joking with Landon that he could have had a 4-point game the way things were going for him tonight, but even, getting his first 2 points, what'd you think of his game tonight?
Yeah, you know what, I thought he fit in well with that line. Nick's done well there, Blackwell's done well there, but I think, Landon's perfect. He's he's like a spark plug. He's got a lot of energy. He makes the right plays in the zones, just like he did on Dickinson's first goal. And you know what? He creates on the forecheck, and that's Dickinson's second goal. And you know, when you kind of have guys that are reliable, there was one play in the third period. It came to him. He caught it like a baseball play or a football play, and he kind of threw it down in one motion and got a stick on it and got it in deep. You know, I mean, just because we were protecting a two-goal lead, those are just smart hockey plays and with athletic ability. So I think he's one of those guys you can probably put anywhere on the ice, but I think that line suits him really well right now.
Like his defensive play so far?
Yeah, no, he's been good. Like I said in the first goal, he's not worried about getting in the rush. He makes the play on the wall for Anderson, and then you know, he gets the reward for his first NHL point on a really hard work, well-deserved play. So it was good to see. Plays it right.
That is Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson. The Hawks beat Calgary 3-1 here at the United Center. Good team effort tonight. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. United Airlines, your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. And Northwestern Medicine. Big thanks to Krista Flores, Paul Zerang, Brandon Rook, Michael DeLeonardis, and Jack Heinrich for the help. Bringing you Blackhawks hockey, and thank you for listening. This is Chicago Blackhawks hockey on 720 WGN. Riley James is coming up next. David Jennings with the news on WGN.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN. Streaming on WGNradio.com and smart devices everywhere.
It's John Landecker. Download the WGN app and make us the first button on your digital dashboard. See how at WGNradio.com.